Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paul Douglas, missing Jordana as much as you are. She's back tomorrow from Las Vegas. By then, she should probably run out of money, right? And she'll have to come home tomorrow. Bill Popp is here, a buddy of mine for 32 years. 3 months, 4 days, 16 hours.
You're good. You're good.
Well, just make stuff up. entrepreneur, father, grandfather, philanthropist. You know, I just admire how much you give back to the community, to so many worthy causes out there. You and Terry have really set a high bar in terms of giving back. You said something earlier that kind of struck me. It's common sense, but it's amazing how we lose track of common sense. We live in our bubbles. You know, we tend to care most about ourselves and, you know, what's right in front of us. But you had some sage advice for Thanksgiving Day when we all get together dealing with family. Would you mind repeating what you told me?
Well, thank you, Paul. We were talking in the green room. We were talking about things to talk about. And I said, you know, maybe we could just talk about people and the ways that they can prepare their mindsets to make it a fun and interesting time during their Thanksgiving meal with their families.
Okay.
And it's all about, you know, take some time in advance, be proactive, put your mindset into, I will show I care by listening to understand. I will not try to solve all their issues. I will listen, I will learn, and that's how I will show love. And I'll guarantee you, it will pay dividends in your relationship, and you won't go home stressed, and you'll learn something and create a better relationship with your family members.
No, that makes a lot of sense, and it's simple and yet profound. I mean, to do more listening than talking, right?
Well, God gave us two ears, you know, only one mouth.
And to really listen.
Yeah, listen to understand, not just listen to respond, because that's the challenge. Most people are listening to respond.
Right.
They are not listening to understand.
Why is that? Because it's harder to listen to understand, right?
Yes. It takes time to understand. You got to think about it.
That's interesting. I never thought about it that way. And again, chances are at the dinner table at Thanksgiving, you're not going to change anybody's mind about politics,
right?
Right.
Right.
So if you can steer clear of some of those subjects that oftentimes divide families.
Yes.
And just vow.
Just listen.
Just listen.
Put a smile on your face and listen and say, wow, that's an interesting perspective.
And if they say something that you find offensive, just listen.
Don't even let them know.
Don't even let them know. No.
What's the point? They're not going to change their mind.
Huh. All right. That makes sense.
It'll be fun.
We should all do more listening. I mean, really listening. But it's hard, right? Because sometimes when you really listen, you hear things that tug at your heart. Other things annoy you. And you realize maybe where you come up short.
Yeah, well, for me, it's been helpful with my children and stuff. You know, your children watch you, and they're going to learn from you as to how you handle your Thanksgiving encounters with all your relatives, too. I mean, it's a great opportunity to do some teaching.
Set a good example.
Absolutely. No, there's a variety of things that are going on there. It's almost too many to count. So just keep your cool, have fun, and enjoy. It starts with your own mindset.
Absolutely. Now, you've been doing a lot to help military families, and I wanted to give you a chance, a forum, to talk about the need with military families, why you got involved, and how listeners can get involved supporting these families. Many times, you know, people are overseas, they're deployed,
Yeah, and you have personal experience with that.
Yeah, but Brett is not married. He doesn't have kids. It's just Brett. Brett's taking care of himself. But so many of the men and women who are deployed leave behind spouses, leave behind families, and they need some help.
Occasionally they do. I'll tell you, the overwhelming majority of the people that serve our country are absolutely phenomenally fantastic people. I can't give them enough accolades. I really can't. But there are times when, you know, when you're in the service, you don't make a lot of money. Okay, mm-hmm. That you don't go into the service to make money.
Right.
You really kind of go into the service to serve the greater good.
Right.
Financial things happen. Financial crises happen at home. And when you're deployed, you're overseas, you know, you're in really good contact with your family member through either voice telecom or through the internet. But you know what's going on a day-to-day basis. And when the spouse at home contacts you and says, oh, my God, it's going to be 20 below, the furnace is not working right, it looks like it's going to go out, mm-hmm. You know, what do you do? You're 4,000 or 5,000 miles away. You don't have the money in the bank. What do you do? Well, I'll tell you what. We've got the Minnesota Military Family Foundation and we have people that stay in touch with military families, so we learn about the emergencies right away so that we can help them. But the effect on that soldier, soldiers go out in squads of 8 on patrol. Mm-hmm. That's the general squad. And if one of those soldiers has their mind on the emergency at home, and oh my goodness, how am I going to help my wife?
Right, they're distracted.
They're distracted. They're not doing part of what their duty is, and that's to protect their battle buddies and everything in that order. So what we do is we take care of the problem so that those soldiers can have their mind on their mission and take care of each other. And I'll tell you, the number one request of a soldier is to take care of my family.
Right.
And that's what we do, is we work very hard to take care of their families. And I'm very grateful and thankful for all the people that have donated to the Minnesota Military Family Foundation over the years. We started in 2004, and we've helped over 1,700 families.
Wow.
And it's a big shout out and thank you to all the people that have contributed over the years. And we've spent over $3.5 million so far. And again, thanks to our service members and their families for serving and protecting us.
And what's the website?
That's MinnesotaMilitaryFamilyFoundation.org.
.org.
Yes, if you're in a position to contribute, it would be a blessing. And one of the things about our foundation is we have no overhead expense. Everybody that's on our team is a volunteer.
So every last cent goes.
Well, except for what we have to do to maintain our 501c3 status, which there's a few things there.
Right.
But there are no labor costs. We have nobody hired, but yet we have all kinds of people that it's a passion for them to help military families.
Excellent. Well, thank you for being the driving force in this, Bill, and your amazing wife, Terry. And I know you guys are minority owners of the Timberwolves. And coming up, Mike Max is going
Excellent.
To talk Timberwolves. And that football team in town starts with a V, Vikings?
The wonderful Vikings.
Setting the state on fire. We'll be back with Mr. Mike Max coming up. But first,
Wixon time check?
It's a Wixon time check. That's right. It's 5:18. Wixon Jewelers, one of America's top jewelry stores located right here in the Paul Douglas and Bill Popp hanging out together this afternoon. Hope your Monday is going well. And did you catch the game yesterday? Boy, the Vikings looked awfully good. They held the L.A. Rams to a season low in points. 6th straight win, 24-7. The O-line looked good. The defense looked amazing. Again, Minnesota held Todd Gurley to 37 yards rushing, dominated on third down, holding the Rams to 3 out of 10 for third down conversions. My wife keeps calling him Casey Kasem. It's not Casey Kasem, right, Mike?
It's close.
It's Case Keenum.
Case Keenum.
Yeah, Casey Kasem, that's different.
Cases, yeah. The reason that they did that was they're really good. The defense is really good.
Yeah.
I mean, you watch that game. If you watch it from like a technical standpoint, Mike Zimmer is the best I've ever seen at having his players in the right position all the time on defense, because he kind of calls the shots on defense. He is extraordinary. He is. I mean, you know, he's a defensive coordinator. That's why he cut his teeth. Got you know, secondary coach, defensive coordinator, and he is a football coach's football coach. And if they don't have talent, they might not make the play. But they are not caught out of position very often, where the other team is doing something that surprises them.
So they're disciplined.
Disciplined, and not just disciplined, but they know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that they're whatever he studies, he's getting the right end product out of it. He's studying correctly. You know, lots of guys will study for many hours, but their team will still fool them. Whatever Mike Zimmer is studying, he's right. When he sees this formation, they're going to do that. That's what they do. And that is a really good defensive coach.
The Lions have had our number over the last couple of years.
I guess they're the favorites going in on Thursday for some reason.
Are they what's the spread?
I think it's 2.5. But the scary part about this is if you lost to the Lions, they'd be a game out. And then you got Atlanta, Charlotte.
They've got a tough schedule.
I mean, it's a formidable schedule there. And Detroit could easily catch you in a couple of weeks, and they'd own the tiebreaker. Because if they won on Thursday, they've beaten you twice, and then they'd have the tiebreaker at the end of the year. So you'd have to be at least one game better than them to win the division. That being said, if you beat them, it's over. The Vikings win the division. There's almost no way that Green Bay, Chicago, or Detroit could catch them.
So this is a big one.
Yeah, could put this thing away, the division, on Thursday. Yeah.
We hope they do. Bill Popp, minority owner of the Timberwolves. Do you have a question for Mike about the Wolves or anything else?
We covered one during the break.
Yes. And as always, Sir Michael has great insight and knowledge.
Sir Michael.
I like that.
I like that, too.
You got an upgrade. You got a promotion.
I was at the Timberwolves game last night. And they had a 6 o'clock game last night. Bill, I don't know what they did exactly when they redid it, but it's a neat visual. Whatever the court and the lighting, however that comes together, it has a nice feel to it.
Yes, it's very, very comfortable.
Yeah, I don't know how they did what they did because it's the same bowl. But when you watch the game, you're going, there's something more pleasant about this.
We got a new floor.
The floor helps, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And then I don't know if it's the way the light bounces off of or whatever.
It's all of that put together.
Yeah,
but that new floor brightens it up very nicely. Makes everything much easier to see.
It kind of makes it a spotlight there, you know, gives it an effect where you're watching. It's cool.
Well, you can see the ball better, and you can watch their feet. If you're really watching the players move, watching their feet with, you know, those neat tennis shoes, the floor brightens that whole thing up. At least I see that, Mike. That's part of what I like.
I watched a game with Greg Popovich, was coaching once with Bill Pop. Bill Pop and Popovich is coaching San Antonio, and Bill said, come sit with me for a quarter. So we sat there, and Popovich is kind of the renowned best coach in the NBA.
And we were right next to him.
And we were right next to him.
We're on the bench.
Yep. And remember this, Bill, you will. He took one of his key players out, sat him down, one of his stars, and said, do you want to watch or do you want to play? Because he wasn't, and the guy didn't do anything. He said, do you want to watch or do you want to play? The guy didn't say anything. He says, fine. Do you want to blankety watch or do you want to play? Because if you don't start playing the next 3 minutes, you're going to be watching the rest of the night.
That's
now, this is one of his star players.
Star players, yes.
And then he turned to the rest of the huddle and said, okay, guys, here we go. You know, and then boom, it was like on to the next thing, you know?
That's right.
How to incentivize people.
Yeah, but I was sitting with Bill there, and we're both looking and go, wow. And I guess if you get the attention of your star players like that, you know?
Yep.
You're in pretty good shape.
Nobody
the
is
Wolves
immune.
Are really exciting this year because Bill and I they've got fun players and they make plays. Last night they let it get away. Tonight they get Charlotte in a few minutes here, but they are a fun team to watch.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.